This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers and sisters, we all would like to be servants of Allah in a way that's pleasing to the Almighty. We'd like Allah to be pleased with us. So Allah Almighty wants to be pleased with us too. He asks us to make a little effort in that direction. If you make a little effort in that direction and you pick up wherever you've gone wrong, correct yourself, regret it, seek the forgiveness of Allah, you become closer and closer to Allah. And then he describes his worshippers. He says, these are my worshippers, the worshippers that really deserve my mercy. Those who deserve my mercy, they are the ones known as the worshippers of the most merciful. So the reminder benefits us. Many times we listen to something, we listen to the same message with different words, we listen to the same message with a third set of words. All of that is a reminder. And the Quran tells us, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, keep reminding, for indeed the reminding benefits those who truly believe. So this is a reminder as well, again, from Allah Almighty to say, do you know what? My worshippers, the worshippers of the most merciful. He mentions the quality of mercy because that is what they will achieve. The following people. This is also in Surah Al-Furqan, where verse number 63, Allah Almighty tells us, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. The true worshippers of the most merciful are those whom when they walk on earth, they walk with humility. Imagine walking on earth would actually result in you earning the mercy of Allah if you did it correctly. What is it? Humility, humbleness, no arrogance, no pride. You just be a helpful slave, you be a beautiful person, you be as best as you can, you walk with humbleness. This is speaking about how to walk. The first quality that Allah makes mention of, that he loves, and that the people who deserve his mercy are those who don't have pride, arrogance. When they walk with humbleness and humility. Now, obviously, when you're driving or you're flying or you're moving from point A to point B, it would be included in this because the term walk is used, but it means those whom when they tread the earth with any conveyance, whether you're on your horseback or whatever else it may be, no arrogance. Allah will have mercy on you when you humble yourself. You've now recognized you're just one of the rest. Yes, you're favored by the Almighty in so many ways, but that favoring of the Almighty for you must never make you feel for a moment that others are inferior or I need to belittle them, because that's where we fail. Then Allah Almighty says, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The first thing is your actions, how you walked, how you moved from point A to point B, how you interacted with people during yourself being transported or moving your own self. But the second thing is, now that you opened your mouth and others opened their mouths, what you say is of importance. It will result in you earning the mercy of Allah. And he would love the way you react to those who are ignorant when you react in the correct way. So he says, when the ignorant address them in an ignorant manner, people are telling you something that is really absurd. He says, the true worshippers of the most merciful who deserve my mercy are those who just say peace and they walk away. They just say peace and they walk away, which means they say a statement that will not inflame what has happened. They extinguish and they excuse and they just depart or they leave with a good word. So ask yourself, are you a person who says a good word and then leaves? If that's the case, good news to you. Because Allah, the second quality he makes mention of is about turning away from those who try to provoke you. That's the word. They try to provoke you. They try to say things that will make you react in a negative way. Don't be provoked. Just say salam and walk away. So this is Allah Almighty telling us that these are some of the qualities of those who will earn the mercy of Allah Almighty. He says they are the ones who spend the nights in prayer. They spend the nights in prostration and bowing to the Almighty. When all the others are gone, when everyone else is asleep, what do you do? Some use that opportunity to engage in prohibited stuff, to engage in immoral behavior. Everyone's asleep. Here comes my phone, and what I do on it is immoral. May Allah protect us. If you want the mercy of the Most Merciful and you want His love, you need to ask yourself, can I not use this opportunity to plug in with Allah, to reconnect with Allah by prostrating and bowing, involuntary prayer for Him? Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. They prostrate and they stand in prayer for the sake of Allah Almighty. So that is an amazing quality that we should always be thinking about. And then we pray to the Almighty if we want the mercy of Allah. Imagine when you call out to Allah saying, oh Allah, divert from us. Protect us from the punishment of hellfire. It is very painful. It is the torment of hellfire. Protect us from it. When you say that constantly, do you really think the Almighty will not grant it to you? Actually, in these verses of Surah Al-Furqan, he says he will grant you from his mercy. You're asking him something serious, something genuine, something you're concerned about. He says he will grant you from his mercy. Another amazing quality we must develop, especially during the beautiful days of Ramadan, the days of giving. Allah Almighty teaches us that those whom, when they give, they neither give away everything, nor do they hold back as misers, but they know how to strike a balance. You give. Don't give away necessity, but give away that which is over and above your need. And don't be so miserly that you're holding back and counting the coins and the notes and counting the bank balances when you know you've got a lot. Give. Give before your giving will not benefit you, no matter how much is given after you die. It benefits someone else. So that's another quality, the quality of giving, in order to earn the mercy of the Almighty. Those who protect themselves from association of partners with Allah. Those who protect themselves from association of partners with Allah. No shirk involved. Every act of worship is only and solely done for Allah Almighty. Those who do not commit murder. How can you expect the mercy of Allah and the love of Allah when you've murdered someone, when you have actually taken someone's life away, when you have actually taken someone's right away? You will need to make peace with them. And it's difficult to make peace with a person you've already murdered. So you have to make peace with their families. And you have to seek forgiveness of Allah. And you have to continue, and you will be at their mercy on the Day of Judgment when they get back to you and they get back at you. May Allah Almighty protect us. Then he says, those who protect themselves from immorality, from adultery, from fornication, may Allah protect us all. And he knows that at times people may fall. So immediately after that, he says, well, there is an exception for those who have sought forgiveness and mended their ways and not repeated their sins. The Almighty says, for them, there is forgiveness and there is a multiplication of reward, because they have given up their ways and habits solely and only for the pleasure of the Most Merciful. Here is our mercy, he says. So that is Allah Almighty telling us. Thereafter, Allah speaks about false witness, and he says, the true believers who want the love of Allah, who want to achieve the mercy of Allah, who are the worshippers of the Most Merciful, they don't bear false witness. They do not bear false witness or make false accusations. They protect themselves and they even turn away from that which is futile and unnecessary. And they are the ones whom, when they are reminded of good things, they don't get hurt. They are not upset. They are thankful. they are thankful. In fact, it makes them prostrate to Allah in gratitude to say, "Oh Allah, you sent us a beautiful reminder. We thank you for it." And they are the ones who pray for their children and their offspring. They are the ones who say, "Oh Allah, make us leaders of the believers." And Allah says, "Those are the ones whom we will show mercy to. Those are our true worshippers. Those have connected and reconnected with us." May Allah Almighty grant us from His goodness and open our doors and make us from those who have truly connected, not just with revelation, but ultimately with the owner of revelation, Allah Almighty. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب.